What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mike Tomlin's team is on the floor, at least for now. This is pretty much it. You know, we're going to see some guys probably get brought back. Some guys, obviously, to the practice squad, on and off the practice squad. Will Howard, it sounds like, will go on IR, which means at least four games. But this is basically your 2025 Steelers. What do you make of this group? Is Keanu Benton now injured limits? Have you seen anything to that effect?
I think bumps and bruises associated with practice, I guess we can define it as, but nothing that's going to keep him out of games.
Yeah, that's what Dulac seems to indicate. An upper body injury caused him to miss practice on Sunday, but he was back on Monday with a sleeve on the left elbow. Okay. Bill Cowher, as I mentioned at the top of the show, believes this is their best roster since they last won a playoff game in the year 2016. How old were you, Limits, in 2016?
I was 14, about to turn 15.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
Last time they won a playoff game, I was a sophomore in high school.
And they haven't even been competitive in a playoff game since then. It truly is remarkable. Do you agree with Cowher out there, however, that this is the best roster since then? At 412-928-9370. So much of it, to me, very obviously, depends on the quarterback. I mean, anytime you're analyzing a roster, it has to be heavily weighted on the quarterback. You can't just evaluate all positions the same. So, again, I go back to 17 and 18, and those offensive lines, I think, were better than this one. That quarterback in his prime was better than this one, and they had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. What are we talking about? I'm not sure I really get Cowher's take. Defensively, are they better? I don't know. Stephon Tuitt was better than most of the guys who have come after him on that defensive line. They had Cam Hayward smack in the middle of his prime for a couple years there, even after they won. And you can still say he's in his prime based on how he played last year. They had a younger Hayward. They had Stephon Tuitt for a couple years. They had Shazier before he got injured in the time period after when Cowher's talking about. Their secondary was an annual problem spot. TJ Watt was a rookie on a pretty good team, I thought. This roster, I will say, has talent in a lot of different areas, but it remains kind of a mystery to me. I don't know how you feel, Limits, but that's personified most in the quarterback. Does anybody know what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers? Do you feel confident in what you're going to see? My best guess at this point is that he's going to be late-stage Ben and Russell Wilson, which is a guy who puts up very respectable numbers, can still win games, but doesn't win many by himself. And when the competition stiffens, the age shows. Let's put it that way. That's exactly what happened to Rodgers last season, and that's exactly what happened to Russell Wilson. Do you remember Russell Wilson 6 games into his tenure? People were saying the Steelers should break their rule of not signing guys in the middle of the season and sign him right away.
Super Bowl is what they were chanting.
Sign him right away. He looked great. And then he didn't when the competition got better. And I think that's what we're going to see from Rodgers. But I have no idea. We could see a guy who has deteriorated worse, or we could see a guy who, another year removed from the Achilles, bounces back big and regains a little bit of his prime and becomes the only other age 42. I know he's 41 now, but it's his age 42 season because he turns that in December. The only other age 42 quarterback to flourish in the history of the league. Two guys. It would be Brady and him. I'm not discounting either possibility. But it's a really hard roster to analyze if the most important guy on it by a million miles is a total mystery. And he might not be to you, but he is to me. I have no idea what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers. 928-9370. Football Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There's so many mysteries on this roster. I don't know if I can compare and say there's more than usual, but it feels that way. Go to the running backs. What is Jaylen Warren as or the guy, if indeed that's going to be the case? We really haven't seen him in that position much. I don't know how he's going to fare. Are they even going to have a bell cow type guy? I don't think so. Again, reading Jerry Dulac's chat today, it seems like they're legit going to go with a three-man rotation, maybe go with the hot hand between Warren and Johnson, and then have Gainwell as your third down guy. I don't know. Neither do you. That's the thing. Neither do you. Is Caleb Johnson good? Was he a good draft pick? I don't know. My first impressions aren't great. Some people feel differently. First impressions don't always stand in the NFL. That's all I got right now. And I'm concerned that he's too Najee-like in terms of not being explosive. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about that. And his 40 time doesn't translate into the NFL, which would be a bad thing. Hopefully it's more his GPS numbers with the pads on during games, which were pretty impressive. I hope it's that. Then we get to the biggest mystery of all, the offensive line, and maybe the biggest key of all. Are we positive that Fatanu is really good, as everybody who covers the team and the Steelers themselves by their actions say? You positive about that? Having really never seen him play? I'm hopeful. I trust certain people's opinions, but I kind of have to see him play. Is Seumalo healthy and ready to go and going to be at the top of his game? I don't know. And nobody knows about Broderick Jones. Not even Broderick Jones. They're the key to the season in so many ways. Being able to finally forge a running game, which makes things easier for Rodgers, which keeps people off his back, which sets up play action, which keeps drives alive when they need a yard, when they've had so much trouble getting a yard. Back to Dulac. He was asked about that. Will this offensive line be able to get 1 yard when they need one? He says that's what we're waiting to see, but I think you'll be surprised, he said. Dulac high on the offensive line. I respect that opinion, his opinion for sure. But man, I got to see it. Mount Washington's a mystery still. I think we heard last year he's going to be more part of the pass game, if I'm not mistaken. really didn't happen. The one play that stands out is the jump ball that Mr. Unlimited threw into the end zone, where he almost gave Artie a conniption during that home Ravens game, where Mount Washington didn't even jump for the ball, of course.
Broncos country, let's ride.
He could have been Shaquille O'Neal, and if he jumped for the ball, he still wasn't getting that one. What's Jonnu Smith's role? All of it a mystery. Now, defense, I guess, is a little easier to predict. And there's talent. There's undeniably talent on this defense. Be crazy to deny that. You have Cam, you have Keanu Benton, and you have Derek Harmon as your starting line. That is a talented defensive front. But there's a little more to the story. Cam's getting way up there. Is it realistic to expect another season like last season? And he didn't even finish out last season. Did age have something to do with that? He was great for three quarters of it. And then, like everybody else, he got knocked around in that playoff game. And really, for the last month, him and TJ were just not themselves. Benton, it's become now cliche to say Benton, quote, took a step back last season. He didn't take a step forward, right? I picked him as the breakout player last year. That did not happen. And now Derek Harmon is hurt, we think, maybe only for a week or two. Who knows? Maybe he plays in the opener. I don't know. Mystery. Y.A. Black became Joe Green in the preseason. How does that translate against real players? You don't know either. Then you have the ukulele player, Isaiah Loudermilk, and another guy whose name I can't pronounce. I can't even pronounce Loudermilk. Azizi Otomwe. What? How do you say his name, Limits?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Is it Azizi? Azizi? J-Peasy? What?
J-Peasy.
I don't know who he is. I'll be honest there. So I'm not even sure about the defensive line. I'm sure it has talent. And lots of it. And man, if those guys stay healthy up front, could be a great defensive line. But it's also riddled with question marks. Outside linebackers, strongest unit on the team, TJ Watt, Highsmith, Herbig, and Sawyer. But are we positive that Sawyer's going to translate into the regular season? Herbig's injury seems troublesome. Highsmith had a training camp injury. He's been banged up, and Watt isn't around at the end of seasons anymore, either literally or what happened last year when he was a shoo-in to win Defensive Player of the Year about, I don't know, 12, 13 weeks in, and then he was either banged up or beaten down or something. Something happened because that wasn't TJ Watt for the last month. I'm pretty confident in that group, though. Man, if you can have the type of team that actually gets a lead in a game, and it would be helpful to score a touchdown on the first drive, which they didn't do all of last season, then those guys can play the pass a little bit more. Then you're playing to your strengths defensively, right? You're getting after quarterbacks then. You're digging into your playbook. You're getting creative with your scheme. You're having fun. You're pinning the old ears back. You ever pinned your ears back, Limits?
Well, yeah, what is the point of pinning your ears back?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't know what that means.
Does it help with your ears at all, your ear quality?
It would
circulation?
I think air quality. You're a little bit sleeker going in. Aerodynamics is the word I'm looking for. If you pin your ears back, you could even tape them a little bit to the back of your neck. I think you'd be more aerodynamic. Yes?
That's a lot more higher than my intelligence.
The inside linebackers, everybody else seems to think they have the answer here that, oh, yeah, they're really good. Really good. Are they? We know that. Patrick Queen admittedly was disappointing last year as a free agent signing. Had some great moments, notably at home against Baltimore. Also had moments where, and lots of them, where absolutely nothing happened. Nothing. They got to get more bang for the buck from Patrick Queen. Peyton Wilson, the assumption is that he's just going to step in and be really good. the self-described one of the best cover linebackers on the entire planet. I guess I'm crazy, but I have to see it. It's kind of like some of the offense. It's kind of like Fatanu. Could we see it first and then make pronunciations? Is Peyton Wilson a guy who can weed his way through all the towers down low to make plays in the run game? What if this defensive line doesn't keep blockers away from him? Is he the type who's going to make plays anyway? I don't know. I don't know how he's going to be in the run game. And the run game defense, the last we checked, was giving up 8 trillion yards in a playoff game to the Ravens. Cole Holcomb looked pretty good in the preseason, Malik Harrison, whatever. It could be a good group. And then we get to the defensive backs, and you can weigh in anywhere here at 412-928-9370. To me, the theme of this season, the theme that runs through the roster, is one mystery after another. Oh, I skipped the receivers limits. You want to talk about an unknown quantity? How about everybody after DK Metcalf and even DK Metcalf? I'm sure he's going to be good. He has been good for his whole career, pretty much. But we have people like Ben saying there is a whole different level for this guy to get to. We've never seen the real DK Metcalf. All right, let's see it. Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, I have no idea. And neither do you. Now to the defensive backs. Minka no longer here. So how does safety play out? Juan Thornhill was cut by the Cleveland Browns. Is he going to be good? Is he going to be healthy? He couldn't stay on the field. I think he's a pretty good player, but he couldn't stay on the field in Cleveland. They cut him. My God, have you been looking at the Browns' safety play for the last 10, 5, 15, 20 years? And they cut him. That's worrisome to me. Maybe I'm the only one. Is Darius Slay still a really good cover guy? No interceptions last season, but he played well according to some metrics, and they did win the Super Bowl there. He's getting up there. The world is not filled with 34-year-old corners who are still chasing down 22-year-old receivers. It's just not. Joey Porter Jr. has declared himself as elite. He has 18 penalties and 2 interceptions through 2 seasons. He's a mystery to me. Ready to be unwrapped in week 1. He's really talented. He could be really good. He could also be mediocre to bad, which he was a lot of last season objectively. So please don't tell me there's sure things all over the secondary. There's mass uncertainty. Jalen Ramsey is a proven good player. I'm confident in that. Deshaun Elliott breaks people up in the run game. The numbers show he's not great in coverage. And then the rest of the secondary is a bunch of guys, you know. Corey Trice. This guy gets hurt more than Bo Bennett limits. Have you seen?
Wow, and Bo Bennett was injured seemingly every other play, where even he makes fun of himself on Twitter for getting injured.
He is absolutely the Steelers version of Bo Bennett.
I love when Bo Bennett will go on Twitter and say, man, I had this great run today. Don't worry, everybody. I did not get injured on my way back home.
Yeah, and you're right. His farewell tweet to Penguin fans was, you know, I had a great time, love everybody, and don't worry, I didn't get hurt typing this message.
Yes.
He did have a good sense of humor, but there's nothing funny about Corey Trice.
No.
Talented guy. Just one injury after another, after another, after another. So, yeah, I was thinking about this morning, and as I talk out loud, it just becomes clearer and clearer. The lack of clarity becomes clearer and clearer with this team, and it begins with the quarterback. They're interesting, though. I'll say that much. I cannot wait to watch them and the Jets in week 1. What are we going to see? Maybe we'll see a new receiver come in. Valdez-Scantling just makes too much sense, almost too much sense, and I think you're going to see that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's head on out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find the big boy, Mark Cabali. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. You can check him out also on our YouTube broadcast. By the way, you can go to 937thefan.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel, I'll call it. Is it channel limits? A broad?
It is.
It's a channel.
Yeah, the YouTube
right?
channel.
Yeah, the YouTube channel.
The YouTube page, you can
call
it.
The YouTube page. That's where you can find Cabali. You can also listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, big boy, you look great today. Tell us about the roster. Any surprises? Was there a move in particular that surprised you?
See, it's obviously you probably talked about it. I mean, the roster's not 100% set right now, so it's hard to make a determination of the entire roster until, you know, later this week, maybe even later today when they fill out the practice squad and move some people around. But I think the biggest surprise to me would be putting Will Howard on the IR if that's what they choose to do, which has not been officially happened. I think that might not be that might be very short-sighted in the Steelers' minds. I think they really needed to, if possible, keep him as that third quarterback just to get him acclimated, get him ready for the season, get him ready for next year potentially. I don't think it will do him any good whatsoever missing a month, then trying to hop on that proverbial train there, Joe.
Well, how much, I ask this out of genuine curiosity, how much development can the third quarterback do anyway? Like, would he be the scout team guy or?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he would be. He would be able to take a handful of snaps, depending, I mean, on Aaron Rodgers. He's 41, right? Sometimes maybe he might not practice or anything like that. He'd be able to fill in there. But it's not that. It's just checking off boxes, you know? Hey, I go through a game week and here's the number three. I might have a very limited opportunity to be playing in this game, but there's always an opportunity. You put him on the IR and you do class work and film work and just stand there and watch. You never have that same feeling. I just don't know if Skylar Thompson is worth that squeeze right now. If you get to that point right now, I don't think it would be worth it. But especially after Mike Tomlin came out and pretty much gave Will Howard a clean bill of health. That's a little surprising to me. Other than that, not a ton. Maybe keeping Dante Kent. That didn't make any sense whatsoever, but I'm quite sure they'll flip him to the practice squad. They're just trying to find a way to get him on there. They'll bring guy back like Pierre or a Chuck Clark or somebody like that, I believe.
Right. Well,
I mean, we know nothing about Dante Kent. Nothing. I mean, we've not seen anything about – we've seen nothing about him. And he's a seventh rounder. I don't know why they didn't think they could get him to the practice squad, but they didn't.
They don't have – I'm assuming, in fact, well, I don't know. So I'll just ask you. There would never, ever be any interest in Deontay Johnson who got cut by the Browns, would there be?
I would not believe so. Plus, I don't think he's any good anymore, right? Yeah. That's a big
I just wanted to check and make sure of that. Receivers are moving.
Yeah, I think there's other options. I think there's other options than Deontay Johnson.
So do I. Adam Thielen returns to the Vikings, I see, in a trade with the Panthers. The Jags acquiring Tim Patrick. Valdez Scantling is reportedly on the Steelers' radar, and he has a history with Rodgers. So that one would make a lot of sense. What are you hearing? What's going to happen at receiver?
Well, it's hard to pin it down of what right now. We just know that they're looking, right? And I told you like maybe 2 weeks ago that this time frame after the cut down day this weekend, they're going to be really amping it up, trying to find somebody there. I would warn right now, don't expect anybody to knock your socks off. I think they do like what they have with Austin, Roman, Miller, those three guys, along with DK. But I think they just want to cover their rear ends, considering Roman has never really played in more than five snaps in the game. Calvin Austin still has that injury that could pop up right now. So even if they do get somebody like a Scantling, I think he's a Mike Williams type of guy, you know, a guy that will provide you depth, but is not going to be a game changer.
Well, here,
that's the point right now. I mean, you need to find somebody just in case somebody gets hurt. And Robert Woods turned out not to be that guy.
Well, here's my question on the receiver situation. I went through this earlier today, Mark. Everybody's talking about all these guys and the role they're going to play in the offense. Mount Washington, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, DK Metcalf. Wait till you see Roman Wilson. He's much better. Calvin Austin's coming back. Scotty Miller, all he does is make plays. Jaylen Warren out of the backfield. Caleb Johnson out of the backfield. Gainwell as a third. There's not room here for a number two receiver to get a ton of action anyway. So Valdez Scantling, if you look at his career, he doesn't make a lot of plays, but he makes big plays. He does explosive plays. So wouldn't he actually be the right kind of guy where he may not play a ton, but he may be in certain packages. He may play against certain defenses. Wouldn't he be the perfect guy?
I don't know about perfect. I mean, I think he has a lot of drops under his.
I'm not saying a perfect player, player, but the right guy for this situation is what I mean.
I think he's just another piece. Like I said, I think Calvin Austin, you just described everything that Calvin Austin can do other than he does it at 5'9", and Scantling does it at, 6'2", to be honest with you. I think he does all that type of stuff. I just look at Scantling being a Mike Williams type of guy, a third down deep, spread the field in a different way than maybe the Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin spreads the field by using his quickness and his speed and his elusiveness. Scantling could be a guy that just, you know, out physicals you down the field. So I think the whole mindset right now is they got five receivers. Skoronics, he's okay. You don't want him in there a ton on offense. They just need to really protect themselves. And you're not going to find a star out on the free agent market right now. You're not trading for, you know, Jacoby Myers. It's just not going to happen. So you just have to really bring in a guy that you think fits in and could help you in certain situations, which they thought Mike Williams could do last year, and he didn't.
Fan hotline, well, they never used him either. He did catch a winning touchdown pass. Every time he'd make a play, and then the next thing you know, he's in a straitjacket on the sidelines watching the game.
Then he retired.
And then he retired. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Sunny today and a high of Patrick Hornquist. Great weather for golf, for Bob to golf. He might be there right now. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. You need a spot to park for the Savannah Bananas games this weekend. A lot of people going. Try the garage at no. Are you going?
Yes, I am. Friday.
I was stunned. I opened the show with this today. I had no idea they were selling out major league ballparks and that both these games at PNC Park are sellouts.
In 5 minutes there, Joe. You have to win three different lotteries just to have a chance to buy a ticket.
So have you been following this? Do you like this?
The kids like it, so
yeah,
it's more of a kid type of thing. So like I said, I had to. You have to win two lotteries to get to a third lottery that they won't guarantee you. You can't even pick your seats, Joe. They assign you seats.
Limits over here is a baseball purist. He hates the bananas.
I don't hate the bananas, but I would not go if offered.
Wow. If you offered Limits a seat on Friday, he ain't going. What do you think of this?
Well, if I was offered to go to the Pitt game, the Penn State game, the bananas, I would go to the
football
games.
Isn't what you said. You said you were offered tickets to the bananas. He's not going. What do you make of this, Cabali?
Joe, did you happen to see the prices on the secondary market of these tickets?
No.
They're bad.
They're like $40 a ticket, $40, $50 a ticket, yeah. No fees or anything like that. You're looking 5, 6, 7 times that on the open market right now on the secondary market.
Well, why don't you sell your seats then?
Yeah, I want to. And the kid says, no, I don't want to. I want to see the bananas. I'm like, you know how much money I can make off of these?
I can't believe this phenomenon. Anyway, try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place is just steps away from PNC Park, a short walk to Acrisure, located along South Commons. Prepay, reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after the event, without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking of all kinds on the North Shore. Sports events, concerts, and more. We have the big boy for another segment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.